Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hypnotica with Chantel and Melissa. And today we're talking about how do you love your body? So this has been a theme for us this past week or two. And yeah, I'm just ready to dive in. So Melissa, let's get us started. How do you love your body?
It's been a journey. It's almost like loving another person and having a long-term relationship with another person. Like, how do you love them and get to know them as the years go on, especially when things shift and things change and things might happen? Yeah, how do you stay connected to it and continue to love the version that you are now? And my personal experience has been, I was just telling Chantel, like as a teenager, I didn't realize it at the time. It's just when I look back at it that I was under immense pressure to be perfect, and that if I just wore the right things, if I said the right things, if I presented myself in a way that was just flawless. So I had to be like a certain size and a certain weight. My body had to look a certain way, which is unattainable because, like, if we're constantly being fed Photoshopped images of things, if we're born a certain way, if we just are built a certain way, then we're not gonna attain this like unattainable ideal, right? So putting all this pressure on myself to achieve these things and being so angry that I wasn't achieving the things. I didn't have the perfectly flat stomach and the perfectly like shaped tiny legs, you know, that especially because I would see all my friends look like that. And I'm like, I just don't. And it wasn't like anything bad, but in my mind it was, because it's like if I could just get there, then I would be loved. So that went on for years until I developed a compulsive eating disorder, and then it got worse. Like the anger got worse until I started going to 12-step to get help for the eating disorder. Realized I wasn't feeling my feelings, I was eating the feelings. So undoing all of that, coming back into myself, and learning that as I was feeling things, I was starting to discern what was mine and what wasn't. And in that discernment, I got to choose, what do I now believe? What do I now want? Do I want to sit here and berate myself for the rest of my life because I don't look like some sort of ideal? No, thank you. There are still days where things are hard in my brain, and days where, yeah, I notice changes in my body. Like, I've been on Earth for 4 decades, so it's just like it's natural and normal to like see things shift and change. And trying to be as gentle as possible with myself while things are just doing what they're doing. And it's just kind of like, okay, how do I want to engage with that in a way that feels healthy and good and right for me? And it goes Or like my path has led me to gratitude and appreciation for what my body does for me. And so we keep going back. And anytime my brain wants to go out here and talk about everything that I'm not, we got to shift it back into, but look at all the things that are here. Look at all the things that like I can be extraordinarily grateful for. And I'm not saying that's like the easiest thing, right? So I don't want to just say that super lightly, but it is what I do try to do to get my mind out of a negative spiral.
That's awesome. Yeah, when you were talking, I was just thinking about like cult tactics. So I was thinking about how religion made me believe that I wasn't enough, but it wasn't necessarily the outside. I didn't really struggle with the outside stuff my whole life, but I struggled with the inside stuff. You know, like the unattainable level of perfection of, you know, having pure thoughts, for example, or like just doing all of the religious regulations. So I feel like the media has a cult tactic too of the unattainable perfection, you know, and the Snapchat filters aren't helping anything.
No.
But like I'm just trying to look like deeper into it, right? Like when we see that underneath there's this sort of cultural belief that we're being fed that we're not enough in whatever way. And that just needs to go. And we need to realize that we are enough. And like I've heard this quote too, like the most rebellious thing on the planet is to believe that you're enough and to be joyful. Those are like the most bizarre, radical things that people can do, you know? Or like to be vulnerable, to be authentic, you know, to be like imperfectly perfect. And the funny thing is, when we see other people doing that, we admire it. But how, why is it so challenging to do that ourselves? You know? It's like, well, if I admit to the world that I'm human and I mess up and, you know, like I stumble through life, like trial and error is my middle name, then am I enough? You know, then will people still, you know, if they need a hand, will they still think that I can give it? And the answer is yes. Like, I want to go to people for help who have been there, you know, who maybe still are there, like someone who actually understands and can be like, this is what helped me. Different things work for different people, that sort of a thing. So what's been coming up for me lately, and the experiment I've been doing lately is checking in with myself, with my body. Like, how do I feel currently, and how do I want to feel? So, like, you can ask like your mind that, like, where's my mind at? And what do I want to be thinking about? Where is my heart at, like emotionally? Like, how do I feel? And what do I want to feel? What about my body? Like, what is my body feeling? Like, do I need to adjust how I'm sitting? Do I need to, you know, dance to a song? Do I need to go for a walk? Do I need a bath? Like, and it's different all the time. And with like going back to the unattainable perfection, I used to have this super long checklist of all the self-care things that I thought I had to get done in a day, or else I wasn't doing enough for my self-care. Again, enough. Anytime you see this enough or hear this enough thing, be like, oh snap, you know, like mindfulness, get back to the moment, check in with where you are now. And your intuition will always tell you what you need in that moment. And that's all you need to worry about. Like, we don't need to worry about like this checklist, like ever. Like, we just need to check in with how we are right now and where we want to go. So when people come to me in therapy, they are very, very clear on what they do not want, but rarely do they know what they do want. So like it's all about changing those like pathways in the mind, like you said, shifting to gratitude, right? And like we have to do that every day when we get into the not enough, or like there's not enough in relationships or anything. It's just like, well, what do I like about my relationship? You know, like what am I grateful for? Like it really shifts everything, and it definitely shifts the vibration. So I don't remember which wise man said that like the future of healing is vibration and sound, but it makes sense. And like, yeah, just the law of attraction too. It used to be like you become what you think about, but no, it's because it's you become what you feel about, you know. And people who are like who have a coach, and you know, and I did that. I want to get back into having a coach too, because it's like the imposter syndrome is real sometimes when you're working towards a goal, right? And I really like the act as if, you know, the teaching, like if you just act as if you can embody whatever you want. Like if you want to be more confident, you can embody confidence. So like I am a shy person. No one would know this listening to my podcast, but in a group, I'm a shy person. But I wanted to do a public speaking thing, and I had to embody a confident person. So it's not like I was bringing my shy self up to the stage. I was embodying the confident person. And like I used my imagination ahead of time, you know, like Olympic athletes use their imagination to, you know, picture themselves winning or doing better or whatever. And like I pictured first, I pictured someone else doing it. 'Cause when we ourselves have never, you know, felt what it feels like to, you know, feel good in your body, for example, or feel pretty, right? Like you can be like, well, what would someone who does already feel pretty, what would they, how would they walk? What would they be thinking about? And so I love the whole like using your imagination to get to where you want to go. And like hypno or hypnotherapy is all about the subconscious mind. And the body is the subconscious mind. So it's just like it just all connects.
I love that. Yes. Definitely. I love too, especially what you said with following your intuition and giving your body what it needs based on that moment. And we know when we listen to our intuition, which takes practice to do that, especially if we're not used to listening to it. And then the confidence thing, oh my, yeah, it's the embodiment of confidence. I funny that you mentioned that. I was thinking yesterday about a conversation that I had with someone who teaches a sculpture class that I have modeled for. I don't think I've shared here that I work part-time as an art model. And he was telling me that there are so many, there's like a roster, a huge roster of models. But he said there aren't many that he would say are like really good models. And he was like, what I mean by that is a model who can get on the stand and like take ownership of the stand and like really like command the energy of the room or like command the energy of like their space that they're taking up, like really taking up the space. And I remember thinking like when my very first gig, I just like I innately knew that like this is super intimate and super vulnerable to be nude in front of like a room of people. But I'm like, okay, they've seen nude people before. Like, this is not their first time. It's mine, but not theirs. How do I choose to be now? And it was like full confidence. Like, you just walk on that stage, you take your pose, and you hold still. Otherwise, that energy of insecurity is felt by the artist. And that's not the vibe I wanted to give off. So it's like, okay, well, we're doing it right now. Get up there
You
and
are
be like,
acting as if.
yes,
Awesome.
definitely. But I've also had my, I call them my insecure modeling days or like my sad days where it's like, if I'm feeling a certain way, if I'm feeling sad, especially, I don't want to be seen. However, this is the job. So it's like, how do I hold both of those things? Still show up and do my job, but also honor how I feel. That's much harder to do than like on a sparkly sunshine day where I'm just like, here I am.
Yeah, we have all the emotions as highly sensitive people. We're not just happy all the time.
No. Nope. It's true.
Yeah, but like I feel like authenticity does take up that energy of the room, you know, like whatever emotion it is. And I do feel like one of my highest purposes of being on Earth is to show people that it's okay to feel all the feelings. You know, like obviously when you're angry, it's not okay to like hurt somebody, but at the same time, it is okay to be angry, you
Yes,
know? And
totally.
like growing up the way I did, I like disowned my anger for a long time, and I'm finding myself, you know, trying to bring it back a little bit so that I can, you know, have boundaries and everything. So yeah, it's definitely a journey. I've
For
also
sure.
found that like elements have been very helpful to me, like water, fire, air, earth. Like, not only like I first was introduced to using the elements when I was doing a hypnotherapy session, but it was about releasing emotion in the body, like trapped emotion. Like as kids or throughout our lives, we have traumatic experiences, and if we don't process it or don't know how to process it in that time, or we stuff it down, then it gets trapped in the body. And so like when you're in that, I guess, you know, really relaxed state, you can use the elements to release those emotions in a comfortable way. And like just visualize water washing it away, or fire burning it up, or whatever, the air, the wind blowing it away. But also, when I check in with my body and say, like, how do I feel and how do I want to feel? Sometimes I ask, what element do I need? And then I bring in whichever element comes to mind. And it really, it feels like restorative in my body, like to my soul, to my body, to my mind, to everything. Like, it's like a, it is a healing thing. And people who are always so analytical, they're just like, oh, that's, you know, woo woo. But like, it's the most real thing to me, I gotta say.
Yes.
It is helpful. Like, it makes me go from feeling not so great to feeling amazing. Or even just like, sometimes I ask myself, what do I need, right? And it's just like, you need to dance to a song. And I dance to a song, and I just, it switches just everything. And I feel amazing. So yeah, it's not like I have the answers for everybody and I say, okay, I did this, this worked for me, this is going to work for everyone. I'm saying, ask yourself what you need and give it to yourself, whatever that is.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Another thing that came up for me when I was thinking about this whole loving ourselves thing is narcissism. So, you know, I used to think, oh, well, if I love myself, then I'm a narcissist. No. Like, no. That's not it at all. You know, narcissists don't love themselves at all. That's why they have their narcissistic behavior. So like, it's kind of the opposite thing. To love yourself is the opposite of being a narcissist.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because the more we do not judge ourselves, the more we don't judge other people. You know, like the more we love ourselves, the more we can love other people. So, yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Yes. That's also, yeah, as a teenager, that was one of my biggest fears. I'm like, oh, if I love myself, then I'm a narcissist or narcissistic. And it took 20 years to realize that narcissism is the absence of love, of self-love. So it's just like, okay, so we're not that. Like, how do I now choose to be?
Yeah. And so like, ways to love the body, a lot of people choose like yoga, and I love yoga with Adrienne because her motto is find what feels good. But like, just think about like that. That's how you do life. It's like, how do I feel? What do I want to feel? What do I need? Like, find what feels good in the moment. And like, you can do that for anything. Like with mindful eating, people are just like, oh, I have to eat the right thing. I have to eat at the right time. No, you don't. No, you don't. Eat your yummy food. Eat colorful food. Eat tasty food. Like, the mindless eating is the, you know, stuff you don't think about to the last second. You're like, oh my goodness, I'm starving. What's the easiest thing? Like, you know, like, that's not mindful eating.
Right.
Yeah, but just taking the judgment away from that, and just I don't know, just the intention of like what feels good is enough.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yes. And it's enough, like looking at what is good and right for you as an individual. And don't look elsewhere, like ask yourself, even though I know we're literally telling y'all what we do, which is what we do, so you can take inspiration from that, but it's still wanting you to be pulled back into yourself, back into your energy and what you're needing in any given moment.
And like, the more that I love my body, the more pleasure I feel. And like, yes. I'm the heaviest I've ever been, but I feel the sexiest I've ever felt.
Yes. I love it. Yes. Yes.
I really like what you said about like appreciating what the body does for you, you know, because that's so huge. And also, like, everyone's at different levels with their relationship to pleasure. And like, it doesn't have to look the same way for me as it does for you or for anyone else. Like, everyone has their traumas, everyone has, their levels of comfortability, but everyone can experience pleasure. You know, like when you tune into your body and you're like, how do I feel? Oh, well, I have a little pressure here. Like, what do I need? I need to rub it over here. Like, you don't need someone else to do that for you. You can do that for yourself, right? Like, you can book a massage. If you don't like to be touched by others, you can touch yourself where you need to be touched, or adjust where you're how you're sitting, or anything. Like, pleasure is like not bad, firstly,
Exactly.
right? Like, pleasure is where it's at. Like, when you ask anybody, they want to feel good. Like, deep down, that's almost it's what's motivating everybody, is like what feels better. So then why don't we tune into our bodies more often and just ask ourselves what feels better? What do I need right now?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Yeah, I feel like we are so conditioned. I'm thinking about like sexuality work. We're so conditioned to focus on the other. What can I do for you to give you pleasure? And we almost like dismiss ourselves, dismiss our own pleasure because of whatever shame we have. Like, oh, it's bad, especially as female-bodied humans. Oh, it's bad for me to want this, but I'm supposed to pleasure a male-bodied person. So that's like where the focus is. But it's like, no, there's multiple people involved. Like, I'm one of them. So I'm like, yes.
Yeah, my sex life changed entirely when I realized that it was like my job to receive pleasure. Like, it was my job to be like, the embodiment of pleasure, and like that he like that the man loves it when I'm feeling pleasure. And it's not about what I do for him, it's about how I'm being and he's enjoying it. I heard this one quote, like, men love sex, women are sex. It's
Oh,
like,
I love that.
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, it's not for everybody, and I love my colorful world and all of the identities, but that is just my personal experience.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's all I had to say on the subject. Did anything else come up for you with loving your body?
Your best to not accept other people's projections of your body or like their own insecurities coming out onto you. That's also happened to me sexually as well. And it's like, no, your issues are not mine. We can talk about it, but you're not going to put that on me. So recognizing when that's happening or if that's happening and not taking that personally.
Because it is from their conditioning that they would say, oh, this is like my type, right? Or, you're not my type. Or I've had men break up with me because, oh, they saw a full body picture and, oh, no, it wasn't their type. And it is tempting to take it personally and be like, oh, like, do I need a diet? Like, but no, it's no different than like if somebody gives you like an insult and be like, okay, like they're having a bad day, that's about them, it's not about me,
Exactly.
or if I say something completely innocent to most people, but it happens to trigger one person, does it mean that I said something wrong? No, I didn't know their trigger. It's not my job to keep tabs on everybody's triggers all the time. I try to be as kind as I can, but like what they say and their projections is it's theirs, not ours. And I love the whole idea of like breathing everyone else's energy back to them and breathing all my energy back to me. That has been like
Yes.
so helpful, especially when dealing with narcissistic people.
Absolutely. Yes. I love that. I'm going to start practicing that.
Yeah, the
Thank
breath.
y'all. Oh my
The
God. Yeah.
breath is like the easiest way to feel better, a deep breath. Anyways, go on.
Yes. We should talk about breath work in a future episode. Yes. I'm trying to make sure there's nothing else I wanted to tell y'all, but I don't think so. We'll see. But thank you so much for hanging out with us. Please join us next week when we pick another topic from from the wheelhouse to discuss with y'all. And also, let us know in the comments how you feel about your body and the things that you've moved through and healed from when it comes to your body image. Yay! Bye, y'all.